We're approaching Chanukah, Rabosei. I want to say an interesting remez. I didn't see anyone that really talks about it, but it's a very interesting remez that's brought by the Magid Mishnah in the Rambam, and maybe we can tie it into the Parsha as well. You know, the Magid Mishnah is a classic mefarsh in the Rambam, one of the earliest. He's a Kamada Rishon, the Magid Mishnah. And he always has, besides for his comments on halachas of the Rambam, he also gives you an hakdama to every time the Rambam gives you halachos. He gives you a little introduction, first of all, to what the Rambam's halachos are going to cover and what the Rambam is going to discuss in this parak and in that parak, and sometimes just an introduction to the theme itself. Now, it's very interesting because in his introduction to Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Hakdamas Magid Mishnah leHilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So right before you open up Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, at the end of Sefer Zmanim, which is the last halachas of Sefer Zmanim in the Rambam, the second of the 14 books of Yad HaChazak, Zmanim, a third, Ma'ada Av Zmanim, the third. So the very end of the Sefer Zmanim is Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Hakdamas Magid Mishnah leHilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. Okay. So he tells you Perek Rishon is going to discuss this, Perek Sheni is going to discuss that, that's having to do with Purim, Perek Shlishi Nisbar Bo Inyan Hanes She'ira Bizman HaChanukah, and then Halel Halachis, Perek Revi Nisbar Bo Mishpatei Hadlaka B'Shleimus Kamaneris Imadlikin, and so on. And then after, then continuing in that summation of Perek Revi, he writes, V'Nistayim HaPerek, the Perek of Perek Dalet, which is Mamish, the very end of Sefer Zmanim of the Rambam, Perek Dalet of Hilchus Chanukah, V'Nistayim HaPerek B'Beyur Malas HaMitzvah, the value of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, V'Shehi Kodemes LeKiddush Hayom, it gets precedence over Kiddush Hayom, V'Achakach Nizbayer SheNer Beiso Kodem LeNer Chanukah Mipnei HaShalom. That's the very last halacha of the Rambam. Let me read away the previous halacha as well, and then the last halacha. So this is Perek Dal Halacha Yud Gimel. Harei she'en lo ela pruta achas l'fun of kiddush yom hadlokas ner Chanukah. You only have one money for either the mitzvah of kiddush Friday night and hadlokas ner Chanukah. Makdim liknos shemen ladik ner Chanukah. So you use your last pennies to buy oil for ner Chanukah rather than wine for kiddush, because they're both midrabanan. Mutav lahakdim ner Chanukah sheyesh bo zikaron hanes. So Ner Chanukah gets precedence over Kiddush al Hayayin. That's Halacha Yud Gimel. Last Halacha. Haya lefun of Ner Beiso v'Ner Chanukah. Oh, Ner Beiso v'Kiddush Hayom. So you have the option either of Ner Beiso, that means Halachas Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, or you have another example of a challenge. You have Ner Beiso versus Kiddush. So in both cases, ner beiso kodem, mishum shalom beiso. It means that what is necessary is to have peace in the home, and you have to have light in the home so that there not be a lack of shalom bayis. Sharei Hashem nimchak lasos shalom ben ish l'ishto. Because we find that Hashem's name was erased to create shalom between people, husband and wife. The Rambam concludes, gadol hashalom shekol haTorah nitna lasos shalom ba'olam. The Rambam ends Sefer Zmanim with this sentence. Shalom is so wonderful that the whole Torah was given for the sake of Shalom. Shenemar, Drachel, Darchi Noam, V'chol Nesiboseh Shalom. Ad kan Lashon HaRambam. Says the Magid Mishnah. So he says, U'mistayim haperek, V'beir ma'las ha-mitzvah, V'shehi kodemes l'kiddush hayom, V'achkach nizbayer, Shener beiso kodem l'ner chanakam neha shalom. V'nichnas rabbeinu, B'sifro zeh, B'shvisa, V'yotza b'shalom. The Rambam, Rabbeinu, enters into this Sefer Zmanim, b'shvisa, with Shvisa, the Yatsa b'shalom. What does he mean? So you open the very first halachos of Sefer Zmanim, and that's Hilchos Shabbos. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Shabbos. Shvisa b'shvi mimelacha mitzvah saseh. The first word in the Rambam is Shvisa. Shvisa b'shvi mimelacha mitzvah saseh, shenem v'yom ha-shvi tishbos. The Rambam begins Sefer Zmanim with the word Shvisa. Nichnas Rabbeinu b'Sefer Zeh b'Shvisa. The Yatsa b'Shalom. The Rambam concludes Sefer Zmanim with Shenemar Dvachay Dachinom Mechun Shiva says Shalom, an observation of the Magi Mishnah, Nichnas Rabbeinu in Sefer Zman and Beshvisa VeYatzeh V'Shalom. The diuk is more striking because the Ram did not have to start with the word Shvisa. The Ram says Shvisa B'Shvi B'Melacha Mitzvah Saseh. He could have said Mitzvah Saseh L'Shvos B'Shvi. V'Haraya Hilchos Shvisa Asar of Yom Kippur begins Mitzvah Saseh L'Shvos B'Melacha B'Asar Chodesh Shvi Shenemar. The Ram begins Hilchos Yom Kippur Shvisa Asar Mitzvah Saseh L'Shvos B'Melacha. By Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam begins Shvisa b'Shvi m'Melacha Mitzvah Saseh. Notice, he doesn't say Mitzvah Saseh Lishbos. Shvisa b'Shvi m'Melacha Mitzvah Saseh. So the Rambam B'dafka must have had in mind beginning Sefer Zman with the word Shvisa and ending Sefer Zman with the word Shalom. What's the idea? What's the kavana? There's a lot that could be said, but just maybe a machshava, very short machshava. The inyan is that the ultimate is Shalom, of course. Ultimate of Torah Shalom, Chonis V'Seh Shalom. But Shalom doesn't happen in a vacuum. In order for Shalom to exist, there has to be a sense of discipline. There has to be a sense of withdrawing. Shvisa means to withdraw. To create space and room to experience Shalom, a person has to do a certain diligence. A person has to go through a certain mental exercise and practically implementing it to be able to withdraw in some way from what would naturally be pulling them, distracting them, getting them, you know, involved with other things that don't allow them to feel and to experience Shalom. Shalom doesn't just come, you know. It is a bracha. At the end of everything, it's a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give us Shalom. Hamvarech es HaMeisav HaShalom, V'yasim HaShalom, Osa Shalom V'mromav. But you need a kli machzik bracha. And Shalom is a kli machzik bracha, but you need a kli that's machzik the kli. Sometimes if the if we're not readying ourselves for the gift of Shalom, then it's not going to happen. So nichnas Rabbeinu b'shvisa v'yatzeh b'shalom. Sometimes we have to look in our own life and find things that, you know, we're sometimes hooked on all kinds of things in the world, whether it's influences in the world at large, whether it's technology, whether it's things that just don't give us the menuchas hanefesh that allows to experience Shalom, and then you wonder, why am I not having the yishuv hadas that I need? The answer is, think of the distractions and remove those distractions. The more space that you have to take in Shalom, the more you'll be able to take it in. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us that experience, and we didn't connect it to Vayeshev, but you can begin to think about applications on your own of Shabbos, how this could be relevant to the parasha as well.